The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And time for the Kilcoin Opinion. TKO brought to you by LouFuse.com. Being a big league manager ain't easy. Sure, you get the best seat in the house, but you also get second-guessed by everybody. Constantly, the usher, the announcers, the housekeeper, they all take turns thinking you're an idiot. It's an even rougher ride in New York. Just ask Joe Girardi. Yankees have decided to let him go. Guess that's a mild surprise since the team was just a win away from the World Series last week. He did have a championship on the resume. The GM in New York said they fired him. Okay, they didn't renew him. They said, we wish him the best. He's great, etc. He's so great, we don't want him anymore. Red Sox and Nationals, even more bold. Their teams were division champions and both fired the manager. And we bring this up to remind you, the Cardinals don't subscribe to this theory. Bill DeWitt, the owner, craves continuity. He believes in it. But this offseason also shows us the Cardinals recognize the need for change, new coaches, new ideas, new voices. Mike Matheny as the manager is the same, but much of what surrounds him is not.